Hansel and Gretel. Come on, sleepyheads. Gretel opened her eyes and saw Dad standing in the bedroom doorway. She yawned and smiled. Then she saw Dad's new girlfriend, Heidi, peering over Dad's shoulder. Gretel pulled the duvet over her head. Gretel didn't like Heidi. But her brother Hansel was already climbing down from the top bunk bed.
She's not that bad, really, he said. At least she can cook.
But she's always round at Dad's when we visit him, and now he's brought her on our holiday, Gretel moaned.
Don't be so miserable, Hansel told her.
We're going for a picnic in the woods today, and you know Dad is great at playing hide-and-seek.
Dad was good at playing hide-and-seek. He always made Gretel giggle by looking in the silliest of places. But today, he seemed much more interested in making Heidi giggle. Gretel kicked the picnic basket. What's so good about these stupid old woods anyway?
Oh, woods are magical places, Heidi said.
Gretel scowled. She wanted to say, I wasn't asking you. But Hansel wanted to know more.
What do you mean, magical? He asked.
Well, Heidi smiled.
These trees are very old and have seen all sorts of things and keep many secrets. Listen, you can hear them talking to each other.
Everyone listened to the rustling of the leaves. Somewhere a bird sang.
It was rather magical
until Gretel humphed loudly.
If you don't want to sit and listen, Dad sighed, why don't you run along and play?
Gretel didn't want to run along and play. She wanted to sit right there and sulk. But then Dad said, only don't go too far. It is easy to get lost in the woods.
Gretel grinned to herself.
That'll teach Dad, she thought. If I got lost in the woods, he'd be all sorry for not playing with us.
She jumped up and grabbed her brother.
Come on, Hansel, let's go.
Hansel would have happily stayed eating the picnic, but he knew if Gretel had an idea for some fun, it was always worth going with her. He thrust some of Heidi's cakes in his pockets and followed Gretel into the trees.